Patrick, if you would, first of all, just tell me your name and what you do for Pfizer.
I am Dr. Patrick Meos, and I'm one of the parasitologists here, and I'm mainly involved in cattle parasites.
Well, I've got to mention this because I graduated from the University of Florida, and I understand you have been there as well, but that is not really a Florida accent that you have there, is it?
No, I'm originally a veterinarian from Belgium, and I did a PhD in parasitology at the University of Florida.
Great. Well, we really think that's just great, and how about them gators? Well, looking at the work that you do, I think it's just great to see somebody who's passionate about their work. Tell us, first of all, just the types of work that you are doing and have going on right now with the company.
We always try to develop new wormers, dewormers, but we also work on ectoparasitic products, so against lice, fleas, ticks. And so some of the work we do is maintain a number of different parasites so that we can test novel compounds. And then we also, you know, we run studies with, you know, farmers and animal holders. So.
Well, and I think that it's, you called it the worm farm or whatever you want to call your particular area there. But in order to do some of the research you do, you have to actually create the pest in order to work with it. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how you make that happen.
For the worms that you saw in specific, what we do, we go out in the field, and most of the time we employ people at universities to do that for us. And they go to operations, they collect pretty much manure, mm-hmm. and then extract the parasites from the manure, ship that to us, and then we maintain it in cattle here on the Pfizer farm. And so we just try to mimic what happens in nature. We shrink it down. We improve the conditions so it all goes pretty quick. But we need to do that on a continual basis because we constantly try to get the most recent parasites out of the field because those are the most relevant for our work.
So you're looking at how existing products are performing, and with those, maybe looking at things like resistance, for example.
Actually, what we do for resistance is we mainly look at developing new products that would work against resistant strains. We have another group that looks at, you know, the existing products and how to use them in the fields. That's actually a different group. So we're thinking 20 years down the line, whereas those people who do more the what we call the commercial trials, they look at maybe next year in the next 5 years. So it's a different group and a different question, really.
There's a lot of buildings here on the farm, as it's called. Tell me just a little bit about the facility you have and how many people it takes to run and do what you do.
We're a pretty small operation, actually. It's about six or seven people that maintain the worms, and we have about three or four animal technicians that are fabulous, and then we have, I think, about three or four scientists. It is a constant job, 24/7, because worms don't take a break. So they do come in on weekends and collect, you know, on holidays and so forth. The building we have is a dedicated rooms for each parasite species, and then we keep them nicely separated. We don't want to mix them up. So it's a lot of work, but I think if we do the job right, I think it really pays off.
So for the journalists who came here getting this behind-the-scenes look, which we really appreciate, what would you most like us to take away as a message back to the cattle producer that's out there, especially from your area?
Yeah, I think, you know, the resistant issue is obviously a hot topic, and I think what people need to realize is that Pfizer doesn't ignore the problem, but that we're actively looking for solutions in the short term, you know, with the existing products, but as well as in the long term. You know, we are actively looking for other products that would work in case that the current products would start failing. So I think that's the main message, is we're here for the future.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Patrick Meos with Pfizer Animal Health. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.